What's up, guys? Welcome back to Babe and the Braids podcast, season two. We are back, finally. I'm Allison the Babe.
And I'm Isaac the Braids.
And we are calling it season two because, drumroll, we are engaged. There's a ring on my finger. We are planning a wedding. It's been a little stressful, but we're doing it. And so with a new season of life, a new season of being engaged, of football, and a new season of the podcast. So welcome to season two of Babe and the Braids podcast. We've been gone for quite a
shoot. It's been like, y'all have been waiting on us for about 3 months now. Has it been 3 months? Well, yeah, I guess camp.
I mean, honestly.
We're on month two of the season now.
So for those new listeners out there, Isaac, who is the Braids and the fiance.
And the ponytail.
And the man bun. He is in the NFL. So with football season, it has been very difficult to get time because I've been working a lot. He's been working a lot. And then when we have like an hour before we go to sleep, we'd like to spend that together instead of in front of a camera.
I think, yeah, what I think the most challenging thing is the fact that I wake up at 5. I just slipped out a little yawn. And the thing is,
did you?
People sleep on the fact that it's a 12-hour day. But I think what's the most challenging thing is my job is like literally exercise. Like I wake up at 5 and go work out for an hour, chill, then work out for an hour, then have a practice for 2 hours. Like it's like,
so when you come home, you're not only like mentally exhausted,
but my
from the
body
day.
Is like, if you don't find the nearest resting place and order you sushi, we have you sushi on the way right now. But yes,
we postmated it and it was like a 60-minute ETA, so we're like, well, let's just get in the podcast before.
Let's get in the pod.
Yeah, so Isaac has had a very busy work month 3 months. I don't know what to call it, but we've decided that we want to jump back into podcasting because so many of you have been finding our older podcasts and been like, well, where are the new episodes? Like, we want to hear about your engagement. We want to hear about blah, 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 blah.
Folks love it.
Yeah. I mean, so we are jumping in and for the next few months, we're just going to set a schedule. And if that means we only are filming 30-minute podcast instead of an hour podcast, hey, at least we're getting one up, right?
I totally agree. I mean, I think it's good to keep the people informed with what's going on. And Allie has an announcement about the podcast content.
So we have a few housekeeping things before we talk about our engagement story, because that is what this podcast is, in case you didn't read the title. So we're going to talk about how we got engaged, our thoughts, how we were feeling that day, whatever. But before, housekeeping item number one. There are going to be 2 episodes of the podcast coming out each week.
Whoa.
That's
big. That's
we're
big
going
for,
from
the,
zero,
for the program now.
0 to 2. No. So
0 to 2.
Wednesday, we always post the Babe and the Braids podcast with me and Isaac talking about relationship issues, things we've had in our
relationship issues. Talk about our most recent arguments.
No, but we talk about like relationship topics. And then on Monday, I am starting a little solo mini episode. So that'll be like 10, 20 minutes tops.
Would that fall under Babe and the Braids, or is that a different?
No, that's going to be Babe and the Braids.
Wow. So it's Babe minus the Braids.
It's just Babe. Yeah, Babe, talking about wedding planning. So on Monday, that's going to be a little mini episode. And I figured it's the best way to keep you guys informed regarding wedding planning. So if I have any funny stories I want to talk about, if I have updating I want to do, I'm going to post those on Monday. And then we'll just have our main podcast on Wednesday.
Can you quiz me on wedding planning updates on our episode?
Hell yeah.
Because it'll be funny for people to listen to yours and then be like, does Isaac even know what's going on? And then you quiz me.
Speaking of that, we actually got the contract for our wedding planner today, so we should probably send that tonight.
Shout out to
Fawn Events.
Fawn Events. I've been seeing the Instagram updates. Follow them on Instagram.
Ooh, I'm so excited. If you're listening,
their Instagram looks hella boho.
Hella my type of style. Hella anyways, boho. We'll talk about that on the mini-sode coming next Monday. So that's housekeeping number one. Housekeeping number two. I am the host of a different podcast.
Oh, with shoot. Better have.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
You need to insert like crowd noise here, but yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. So, really quick story. The Chargers wanted to start up a podcast that's a little bit more mature, and they wanted to tell the story from the woman's perspective and kind of break down the stigma of what it means to be an NFL wife or NFL girlfriend, which I hate that phrase.
But you're official now.
Yeah, but I'm official. So the podcast is called The Better Half, and the episodes come out every other Tuesday. So we got the Minnesota.
You got hella content.
We got hella content. Minnesota Monday, Better Half on every other Tuesday, and Babe in the Braids on Wednesday.
Oh, man.
Yes. So those are our little two housekeeping items. And then one more thing before we get started is if you guys want to hear any specific topic from me and Isaac regarding relationship, issues, topics, advice, you guys can write in to either my Instagram or Isaac's Instagram or babeandthebraidspodcast@gmail.com.
I'm not an expert, but you know, we'll talk about whatever you ask if you want advice. I'm definitely not an expert.
Definitely not experts.
I'm probably, yeah.
But we can still give our perspective.
We can give our perspective, no doubt. Especially as an interracial couple who's now engaged. Yeah. So yeah, we're closer to experts than we think.
6 years later. Anyways, so we are now going to talk about our engagement story. And I feel like Isaac.
Yeah, that's super funny because my one of my best friends, James Anawalu.
Isaac.
He calls me Isaac. He goes, Isaac.
That's what happens when you're a truly and a half deep. Anyways. Isaac. We are not. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, so.
I'm starting it off.
So let me just preface everything. So we're going to talk about our engagement story, but I do want to make it known that Isaac and I had been dating for 5 years as of 2019, December 30th.
So if you're a girl and you're listening and you're getting discouraged, it is okay.
I had a feeling it would come in 2020. I didn't know how. I didn't know when, what, where.
2020 is just going downhill fast. And Allie was like, boy, I need something.
I was like, come on.
I need some.
Bring me back. Okay. So.
So let's start with the ring buying.
Mm-hmm.
/ the fact that I was going to propose to Allie in February. Mm. So I had.
Whoa.
I had totally started making plans. Had a live band that I had already contacted and had them agree to play when I was going to propose in February. They were a Chicago band because I was going to propose in South Bend. But I was going to fly Allie out to South Bend and basically just say that the Chargers were like trying to get some footage on guys' college stories. She was a huge part of my college story, so it'd be an easy play to get around.
That's actually really sweet that I was.
So, yeah, it would have been easy to get the misses out. So that totally fell misses. Through for a number of reasons. One, the Starbucks that I was going to propose at, because we had our first date at Starbucks. The Starbucks is quaint, too. It's cozy.
It's super,
not bummy.
It's super cozy. Just think of like a Midwest, cozy,
snowy,
Christmas, lights, Christmas
log
music.
Cabin.
Like, just think of, yeah.
The thing is, if you're listening, you're quite literally picturing your local Starbucks either way.
You're picturing your local Starbucks you're still just during picturing Christmas. It.
So that's bummy, but that's not what this one's like. So I was going to do it there. Fell through. The owner of the Starbucks or the manager was like, we can't have live music. We can't shut down the store for 30 minutes. All things that I didn't really understand.
Like, bruh, come on, just be a game player here.
Be a game changer and help us out. So that plan fell through. So I'm kind of like scrambling.
Wait, so the thing that deterred you away from proposing in February was just the Starbucks people.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what to do now.
I didn't know that.
And I didn't want to do just a corny, like, I do it at Touchdown Jesus or something like that. It wasn't personal enough.
No offense to anybody that has gotten engaged there.
Okay. Shout out to Touchdown Jesus.
It's shout out to
beautiful.
Shout out to literally Megan and Hunter.
They didn't do Touchdown Jesus. They did the Grotto.
Oh, okay.
Either way, the campus is beautiful. I didn't want to do that. So at this point, I had started looking for rings and I was kind of in the process because I knew it was going to happen in February. So I started kind of looking earlier. And basically once I found out that I couldn't do it there, it just like put the whole process on a halt, halted the whole process. That's the term. And the pandemic hit and all this stuff happened and I'm like, shoot, I don't know what to do. But it worked out because the ring I was looking at is not as nice of a ring that I got her now. So my plan was I looked at a ring and at this point I had already kind of chose one and I was going to come back to Cali and like look at other rings and other options. But like I said, the pandemic hit, all these places shut down and I couldn't look for it.
Our cat just jumped up on the couch. Sorry. Okay. So it's interesting looking back now though, because the first week of March when Corona, like literally when hectic and the NBA got canceled, but the first week of March we were in Miami. So it's just kind of adorable thinking back. Like I'm sure Isaac, while we were in Miami, was like, shoot, how am I going to do this? Like still thinking about it in the back of his head.
Yeah. I mean, when I found out I couldn't do it at the Starbucks, I was like pretty stressed because I'm like, I don't really know what I'm going to do. And then the pandemic hit and I was kind of relieved because I'm like, shoot, like now I can like actually breathe and Bruh. Like that's my excuse because I don't know what to do.
That straight up gave you an out.
That gave me the biggest out that 2020 could have given.
You're like, yes, we are quarantined for at least the next month. I don't even have to worry about it. I have time. I'm fine. Legit,
because I was like, I don't have a ring. I was like, I don't have a plan. And I have this 5.5-year girlfriend who's looking at me like I'm drunk. Like, boy, what are you waiting on?
I'm not kidding. You know how when people had, like in quarantine, obviously relationships had to go through this new wave of like, oh, shoot, we're together 24/7 and we can't leave. I feel like Isaac and I got to that a little bit, but it was more so like, bruh, you need to propose. Like, are you kidding me? So
Allie also stopped paying rent.
Yes, of course.
She was
I did.
Like, I'm not paying rent. We should be engaged. I'm not paying my portion of the rent.
When Isaac and I moved in together, we both made the decision that I would pay half of rent because it would just make sense. I had a job. I said had a job, like I quit my job. I have a job. You have a job. We should pay equal parts of rent, whatever. But I also moved in with Isaac knowing that surely in the next year we will get married and it won't
Which
matter.
We were engaged within the year. We were engaged within the year, yes.
Barely. Anyways, okay, but I had an idea in my head, like it's going to happen in like the next 8 months. So that when 8 months rolled around, I was like, you know what? I am not paying rent anymore. I'm like, this is the only thing I can control. I probably should have waited to move in because that was the only, like, you don't buy the cow if you're getting the milk for free. So I was like, probably should have waited to move in, but this is the one thing that I can do. I am not paying rent. But I stopped paying rent during quarantine when I also wasn't really working because...
Yeah, neither was I. But here's the point. I respected it though. That wasn't a weird thing for me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's not paying rent. I'm like, shoot, if I was her, I'd probably do the same thing.
I also just want to say when quarantine hit and you were like kind of relieved, you're like, oh, I can like take a breather.
Sheesh, I needed it.
Bruh, this man waited until the day before camp.
It's just how it is. So let's fast forward. So the Chargers asked Allie... And this was probably, when did they ask you to host this podcast that you guys now know about?
I want to say back in, what's the month before June, April, May.
May. So in May, they were like, hey, we want to do a podcast with your girlfriend. We think she'd be a great host. We met them about it. Mm-hmm. And
I was super excited because I was like, that is such an honor of all of the women associated with the Chargers. They asked me to do this. I was like,
she's got good vibes.
I was so, so, so excited.
Big shout out to the Chargers and the staff. So I was, when we had that meeting and I was kind of like thinking, shoot, this could be like a backup plan. Which this is how I ended up proposing. So it became the primary plan.
Wait, did you ever have a primary plan or was it always?
I was like, this is how I'm going to do it unless I can think of something that makes more sense. That made a lot of sense. in my mind, the idea of proposing on a podcast didn't seem like enough. Like right now, if I proposed to you, it wouldn't feel super intense.
It definitely would not, because it's literally like 8 o'clock at night.
And you're two trulies deep.
We got Grace on the couch, Frankie sleeping.
It wouldn't feel legit.
Sushi on the way. Honestly, kind of sounds appealing. Go ahead.
So, which I need to, Postmates. Okay, it's going to be 20 more minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Back to the podcast. That's actually a blessing in disguise, because we need more time.
So I was like, this would be my backup plan. Ended up becoming the primary. And the reason I really wanted to become the primary is because, one, it made sense. Two, I had no other ideas. Three, it was one of the only things that I thought we could do during the pandemic to make sure it got recorded. Four, I knew if we let Allie build the scene, she was building her proposal. Like, you decided the details, not me.
Which was freaking amazing, because, like, this, I don't know if y'all have even seen the engagement video or, like, me telling my family. The scene was epic.
It was pristine.
The best little proposal, and when I say little, it wasn't little, but the best proposal of all of SoCal. Like, the cutest, like, best. I feel like it was so me, because it was part of a podcast. Not saying like podcasting is like part of me, but like YouTube and filming, and
you wanted it filmed.
That was my number one. I said, I don't care what, where, who, when, how. I just want it to be recorded so I can look back on it.
So fast forward, May, have the meeting.
So
June, I'm kind of thinking.
Wait, okay, so May, so when they asked me to be the host of the podcast, you were like, maybe this could be it. Okay.
Hadn't talked to them about it.
Okay.
So June comes around and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do it on the podcast.
And it sounds like you're settling.
Maybe. I'm like, maybe I'm going to do it on the podcast. But I was like, I'm going to keep procrastinating if I don't get a ring immediately. So that's when I hit up my financial advisor and was like, I need a ring person, because
shout out to Ryan.
There's nobody out here. I don't know what to do. And literally, this is how I was talking to him. Like, Ryan, I don't know what to do. I need your help getting a ring. He put me in contact with the ring guy. Shout out Big Steve. Mm-hmm. Not my dad, the ring guy. And that's where we got this beautiful ring. That process was super quick. I texted Allie's sister, Emily, and said, what ring do I get, Allie? She sent me a Pinterest screenshot, and I sent it to him, and he sent me that.
That's crazy.
And he sent it to me.
I didn't know why you told my sister.
Yeah, so your sister was in the process for sure. I hit her up and was
I didn't know that you had asked, like, she had sent you a ring picture. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's juicy.
I'm glad. I called your sister when I was looking at the ring in Arkansas. Shout out to Sissy's Log Cabin, FaceTimed her. But she was busy. She was busy, and I wasn't ready to introduce me proposing to your brother. So I was like, call me when you get a chance. And she was like, oh my gosh, you know you can't tell me that. But I was like, no, really, just call me later. And I was going to show her the ring and talk to her about it.
While you're at Sissy's?
Yes.
Okay, little tiny backstory. Sissy's is it's like a ring. Jewelry.
It's like a massive ring store.
And that's in Arkansas. And it's crazy because Isaac's dad came to visit us in California after Isaac had gone to Arkansas, and his dad started
This is beginning of February.
And his dad started talking about how Isaac and him had gone to Sissy's.
Suspect.
And Parker Henry, who her husband plays for the Chargers, Hunter Henry, Parker Henry literally was telling me how she had her ring from Sissy's.
Yeah.
And so when Isaac's dad is on our couch talking about rings from Sissy's, I was like, okay, Isaac went engagement ring shopping. And this is the beginning of February. So I'm like, oh my God, it's coming.
It's coming soon.
Slash not until July. Okay.
So this man sent me the ring. I got to show you the iPhone picture he sent me.
No,
it was
it
so
me.
Bad. And I was like, I'm just looking at straight specifications. This thing's got to be nice. It's massive. Send it. So he sent
Wait, I have seen the video. The video with the ring looks like yellow. It like doesn't look the nicest.
It's like dusty.
Bruh, this man needs to invest in a DSLR camera and a ring light.
But he's an older dude. He's been doing this for years.
Well, he should figure it out.
He talks real slow like this. He's from the South.
Okay, don't
and
hate
he wanted to make sure. So he gave me a good ring. So I was like, send it, done. Came here, I hid it in Badge's apartment because he's our neighbor. And I was like,
the fact that he trusted Badge with a very expensive purchase worries me, especially because he had hid my Christmas present under Badge's sink, and I'm pretty sure that's the reason it got damaged.
Maybe.
He hid my drone under the sink where it was humid and wet and moist, and we had to return it and get a new one because it was damaged. Anyways.
So the point is, I hid it over there and I was like, all right, this is done. Then I went into hyper planning mode with the proposal. And then basically the plan started to unfold. I think the funniest thing was them. So the people that were planning the podcast, they were texting Allie trying to get her to plan everything. And we were all in a group text. And then we had a separate group text that was like, hey, like talking about the group text with Allie in it.
So they were like, okay, so for the first podcast, we're going to have Isaac be on the podcast with you, and we're going to have another couple that you guys are like comfortable with, just to like introduce you guys as a couple, just kind of give like the viewers and like the listeners a background as to who you are, and then we can start developing the other podcast. And I was like, that's perfect. Like, Isaac will be on it. I'll be super comfortable.
Then
and
this
also,
man was like, let's have it in a park.
Okay. Yes, exactly. So when they said, so they ended up telling us it was going to be with Drew and Jackie Tranquil,
which I had chose.
Really? That's so sweet. Yeah, I mean, it was perfect. So Drew and I have known each other just as long as me and Isaac have known each other. And Drew and Isaac went on a mission trip together junior year of college. And then he got drafted out here and he had gotten married, and me and Jackie started becoming close. And so it seemed perfect for the first podcast, especially because they like, well, I mean, looking back at it in hindsight, like they were married and they had gotten engaged. So
it did make sense.
It made sense. And we were both all super comfortable with each other. So we started planning after we found out who was going to be the guest. It's funny because like I thought I had to reach out to Drew and Jackie, but I didn't until like 2 days before. And I was worried about them not being able to find a sitter. And then they found it right away. And I was like, oh, that was easy.
Yeah, boy, because I was cooking. Well, okay. Fun fact, though, Jackie, I never told Jackie that I was going to propose on the podcast.
So
just
Drew agreed to the podcast knowing that we would get engaged.
That I was
going to
propose on there.
Okay. So
we go through this whole process of choosing a spot, and this became an issue
because of Corona. So we had to make sure that we were still 6 feet away. Even though Isaac and Drew were going to be practicing with each other, we still had to make sure we were social distancing for like the Chargers regulations and everything.
Yes. And so we're like a week out from the podcast / proposal, and we don't have a spot to do the podcast. Allie was like, let's convert our office into a studio. And I'm like, I'm not proposing in our apartment.
I'm so glad he did not.
So I'm scrambling because I'm like, I can't let Allie know that obviously that she's getting proposed to on the show.
And Allie, we can't do the podcast in our apartment because you're getting engaged.
And I can't, I have to make her choose a nice, nice spot without making it a huge deal that it's a nice, nice spot. So I had kind of mapped out some spots, and turns out Pasea, who we had a connection with Pasea through a friend at the apartment complex. And I contacted basically like the managers over at Pasea and said, hey, I'm proposing to my girlfriend. And at this point, we're like 3 days out. I'm proposing to my girlfriend in 3 days and I don't have a place to do it. Can we please do the podcast over there?
Okay. I'm so glad you did reach out to them, because shout out to Jason, who has been like the production of the Better Half podcast with the Chargers. Jason sent me a picture of like a, he was like, oh, like Jackie and Drew live by a park. And I was like, Isaac, I'm not doing our podcast in a park.
It became hostile. And I'm like, I need to get my mind right fast.
I was like, that's stupid. No offense, Jason. But like, I was just being really, like, I was like being super picky and like bratty.
She knew what was coming. So
I didn't, but.
Okay. So finally nailed down Pasea. Mm-hmm. I was also, this is kind of me backtracking a little bit. I was also planning a post-proposal party because I knew I wanted to keep the vibes going after the proposal straight into like a photography session, engagement, little photo session with friends. So I was planning that on the side too.
You know what's really adorable? So one of my best friends and bridesmaids and neighbors, Steen.
Big Steen. What are you saying now, Big Steen?
They live like a... four doors down from us, but we have gotten really close over the past year, and she has like been probing me like, what would your perfect engagement be, what would that blah blah blah. She was like, do you want your family there? And I literally told her, I don't want my family there because I would rather have like a separate celebration with them. I would want it to be just me and Isaac, or like a small group, and then I would want to go to a place where all of our friends are and celebrate.
I knew it.
And it's funny because I mean,
she Steen didn't tell me that. I just knew that.
Did she not tell you that?
Yeah, I just knew that.
I feel like she had to have met. She's gonna be watching this, and she'd be like, I definitely mentioned.
Hey, this is all Big Ike.
Okay.
This anyway. Is all me. So we just basically, I'm not going to keep talking like that.
No, okay. So when Isaac decided on Pasea, I ended up actually going and looking at Pasea, and like,
I walked in not knowing. And yeah. I had already looked at it. I had already met all the people. So when I went right after I talked to her, I was like, I'll be over there in 5 minutes. Went over there, looked at the spot, because I was like, I need to make sure Allie would like this spot. Came back. Then we presented it to Allie. She was like, yeah, let's do it.
They were like, oh, the Chargers has a relationship with them.
Just making stuff up. Yeah. And then we ended up going back over there the next day, Allie, myself, and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to act like I had never met them, but I had met all the people over there. Like, Christine already knew.
Yeah. And it's crazy because that day, actually, Steen had asked me like, or, oh my God, the whole nail thing was just, I'll talk about that in the mini-sode because it's his own cute little story as to how I had to get my nails done during Corona when no nail salons were open, and it happened. So that I'll talk about that in the mini-sode.
That was my doing. I was scheming.
But anyway, I had just gotten my nails done, and Isaac was like, oh, okay, we're going over to Pasea. And Steen was looking all cute. She was like, you're wearing that. So I changed. It looked cute. I went over to Pasea to double check that it was like a good spot. And I walked in and I was like, this is amazing. I love this. I was like, Isaac, we could totally have our reception here. Like, this is gorgeous. Jeez,
let's slow down. Because I just continue to make jokes like that.
Isaac has been making jokes ever since the ball dropped in for 2020. He has been making all these little jokes like, oh yeah, if we get married, if we have kids. Oh, look, our kids. Well, if we have them. And I'm just like, bro. Chill. Bruh. And then the last month before we got engaged, he was in high gear, like, oh yeah, once we like have our wedding. And I'm just like, okay, can we, I literally had a conversation like, stop talking about it because it's hostile. Not freaking happening.
It's a hostile combo.
I was so guys, you lose your patience. Okay, I'm not gonna apologize for that. Go ahead.
So we fast forward, she loves the venue / podcast
venue
spot.
Ooh.
And we're feeling good. Everything is in motion. All the stars are aligning. In the meantime, I'm getting footage as I step away from our apartment.
Ugh.
Like footage of me calling her family. All that stuff's getting recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, we can fast forward. We get to the day of. You go out to brunch with all these girls.
So honestly,
And I need to keep watching for Postmates, but continue.
Okay. So I'll give you guys a little background into the day. And if you guys want me to talk in depth about it on the Minnesota or whatever, let me know. But basically background, my dog is looking at me like, can I walk behind this tripod? Yes or no? She's looking at the tripod. Frankie, lay down. Oh God. Okay. So background to the day. So me... and a few of the girls from the Chargers, I don't know what to call. I mean, I don't like calling them wags. I don't like calling them like significant others. Like
just friends from the Chargers.
Friends from the Chargers. Okay, good. Thanks. That was a really easy solution. So me and some of the girls from the Chargers had planned that we were going to go to this workout class at Burn Boot Camp. Shout out to Burn Boot Camp.
And all these girls knew that I was proposing to
Allie. So every single girl that I was friends with from the Chargers, except Jackie Trinkle, who was going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, we kept that.
Everybody knew that I was getting proposed to and that there was going to be an after party and literally everything. Okay, so
because I was planning it, so I had to invite people.
So me and Jackie are in the dark. We have no idea what's going on, but we're just going with the flow. So me, Parker Henry, Natasha Bowden, and Jackie Trinkle all go over to Burn Boot Camp for a Saturday morning workout.
Saturday morning burn.
Oh my God, and did it burn. So we're all stretching before a workout class, and Jackie is like, hey, are you guys going to Jerry's later? And I was like, no, I don't think so.
It's funny because they're sitting there talking to each other like nobody's talked to them about it because they're
like
scared
me and
to.
Jackie are like, no, I'm not, no.
Because I told everybody when I would call like my guy friends, I'd be like, feel free to tell your wife or girlfriend, but do not tell them to obviously not tell Allie and do not tell Jackie.
And so when Jackie is like, are you guys going to Jerry's later? So Jerry's is where we had the engagement after party because he lives on the beach and Isaac had a whole setup. So she was like, are you going to Jerry's? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And Parker goes, oh, well, you know, guys, they won't tell us until like an hour before. Like, I don't know if it's a thing, we might go, like, but we probably won't know until tonight. And so I thought that was a good
deflection.
It's funny because I feel so bad because Parker was just trying to deflect. Parker and Natasha were just trying to deflect like the engagement marriage conversation the entire day. So we end up working out. And then after the workout, we were like, hey, let's go and get brunch and just like hang out, talk, whatever. And so we ended
up. And I was like. So I was calling every guy when they were on the way there. Like,
no, wait,
please. Double confirm that they're not going to talk about anything.
So Jackie called Drew after the workout and was like, hey, nobody's going to Jerry's. I don't want to go to Jerry's. Why are we going to Jerry's? And so obviously Drew knows that I'm getting engaged. And so Drew calls Isaac and Isaac calls me while I'm standing in line for brunch. So me and Parker are standing in line. Jackie and Natasha accidentally went to the wrong place. So they were on their way and Isaac calls me and he was like, hey, do you want to go to Jerry's tonight? And I was like, I swear I was just talking about that. That's so weird. I was like, okay, sure. And so he hung up the phone. Looking in hindsight, I'm like, wow, like, okay, you could have made it a little less obvious.
He didn't know though.
But I didn't know.
Well, so, and I didn't care because I was like, worst case scenario, she just thinks I'm proposing at that. But I was like, she's not going to be like, oh, we're going to Jerry's podcast proposal. She wouldn't think that.
So we end up sitting down for brunch and I had my nails done, which during Corona, nobody else had their nails done. So Jackie, who didn't know, pointed out, Allie, your nails look really good. How did you get them done? And I was like, it's a weird story. My neighbor and friend ended up getting hers done. And so I got mine done. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to get engaged anytime soon, I might as well have my nails done. And
everybody's,
she was like, they look so
like,
good.
Oh,
and I was like, oh yeah, like, did you have yours done when you got engaged? And then she started telling like a little bit about her engagement and then the wedding. And Parker literally was like, we need to get off this topic because I am so
uncomfortable.
Abort
the mission.
And it's also funny to note that there were two or three other girls that were supposed to go to the workout class and brunch.
That aborted.
And they aborted because they were like, I don't want to have anything slip, which is so funny.
So.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
So Parker was like, okay, side, no, we're not talking about that. We actually started talking about some Hollywood conspiracies and she literally just took the platform for the next hour, which
appreciate
is so adorable.
Parker.
And then the waitress came along and she was like, do you guys want to do mimosas? And she was like, yep, we're doing alcohol. Like, let's bring out some mimosas.
Wow.
And that was the last of the wedding talk.
That's the last I remember.
No, I drove home. So
you come home.
I come home around 12:30 and we had the podcast for 4, right?
No, it was like 2:33.
It was three. It was three. So I come home and I was telling Isaac, oh, I'm going to chill for like the next hour or so. And then I'll start getting ready. I'll give myself like 2 hours just so I can like look good. Because obviously like, bruh, this is about to go on the Chargers Instagram. Like I got to look good. I got to make sure like everything is set. So I came home and I was like, I'm going to lay out on our patio for a little bit just to get like a little sun kissed, a little rosy cheeks. And I'm just going to chill. And then I was like, oh, I want a coffee. And so Isaac was like, oh, I'll go and get you a coffee.
Well, the main reason why I had to do that is because the video crew was here to get footage of me like getting the ring at a badge's apartment, like all just like the B-roll corny footage that you need for a good proposal video.
Mm-hmm. And so he left to get me a coffee and across the street, and he didn't come back for like 35 minutes. And I was like, what the F?
Yeah, boys were scheming.
Also, if you're watching the YouTube video, please look in towards Isaac under his arm because our dog is literally slumped. Oh my God.
So I think we're like, we can kind of move to it. Like basically I go get the coffee, whatever, come back. I come back and have a couple drinks because I'm stupid nervous.
I'm getting ready. Isaac is not asking me to get ready super fast or literally anything. And I was just like, okay. Like, this is weird.
If you are watching a YouTube video, we do have the most spoiled dog in the world.
She's looking up for her dad, like.
So we, she's adorable. So we basically, we head over. Mm-hmm. And.
Also, I do want to make a small little note. I feel like Isaac is trying to fasten this up because our pose went on the way. But I do want to make a small note that I saw a sign from my grandma. I can talk about it on the mini-sode, but my grandma has passed on and she basically helped raise me. But I saw a sign from her, and once I saw that sign, I was like, I have a feeling I'm getting engaged today.
Well, she texted me while I was getting the coffee and goes, I just saw an owl. I know the podcast is going to be great. And I'm like, oh God, she knows that I'm proposing.
I had to say that just because I was like, if we do get engaged, he needs to know I saw an owl. But anyways, that's a different story. It's a longer story. So
please go watch a YouTube video so you can see our dog right now. So we head over there. And like I said, I had a couple drinks. Allie's had like a glass of wine or whatever. We show up. Pasea does a great job greeting us with wine.
Okay. This was during Corona too. I mean, obviously we're still during Corona, but they had greeted us and the woman was like, oh, don't ruin your makeup and put on your mask. Because
Christine knew. She's scheming
she
for
knew.
Me.
She knew. She was looking out. She was like, bro, don't put on your mask. But I put it on anyways because I was like, no, Corona. But yeah, they did a great job greeting us. They had glasses of wine waiting for us. And so we all go back into the back of Paseo where we had set up and we all sat down. But then Isaac and Drew got up to go to the bathroom.
Well, I had to go get the ring. I didn't have the ring at this point because the guy who was recording the proposal, I gave him the ring when we got the footage because I was the earlier footage. Because I was like, if Allie sees
when you
a
got
box,
me the coffee?
Yeah, I'm like, she's going to know.
1,000%.
Like that's
I would have been like, bro,
box.
Is there an engagement ring in your pocket?
So he had the ring. So we got up. Drew actually prayed for me in the bathroom. Super adorable.
That is so in the bathroom.
Yeah, because we fake went to the bathroom to go get the ring. And then came back and we had the podcast. I think you should insert the audio.
Well, I don't have Drew's audio. That's the only downfall.
But you should insert, like, this is what I said. Mm-hmm. And then you guys can listen to the audio exactly. And then basically the night.
So we had a 45 minute podcast, and towards the end, the guy coordinating everything and like filming had given me a signal in the beginning and was like, oh, this means you guys can start wrapping up. And so when he gave the signal, he probably was giving the signal to Isaac, but I was like, oh, I have to start wrapping this up. So I was like, thank you guys so much. I was like, thank you guys so much for being on. I appreciated it, blah, blah, blah. And then Drew goes into this like really adorable conversation about how he loves his wife, whatever. And then he asked Isaac how he felt.
Yeah, he goes, well, Isaac, why don't you tell us how you feel about Allie? So then that happened, popping champagne, all good vibes. They bring down French fries randomly because Allie asked for French fries.
I was like, this day is perfect, except I could really use some French fries. And Christine, shout out to Christine at Pasea, she brought French fries.
And so our neighbors, Big Steen and Matt, I had a whole crew on call ready to go.
The dog is out. Okay, go ahead.
And so they had decorated a hotel room at Paseo. So we went straight up to the decorated hotel room. Our photographer.
Can I just say, I know Isaac's trying to rush this, but I just want to say Isaac literally thought of every single little detail. So after we got engaged, Drew and Jackie went home. They're like, we'll see you at Jerry's later. Me and Isaac went upstairs to this hotel room that was decorated, and our neighbors had literally wrote us letters from our dog, our cat, like heartfelt, meaningful things. And we basically had like 2.5-3 hours to be able to call. Like I was able to call my friends, my family, and tell everybody I was engaged. And I was like, I don't want to post anything until the photographer, because there was a photographer. Shout out to Nola.
Big shout out to Nola.
There was a photographer, and I was like, I want to wait to like announce this on Instagram, because I want to tell all of my friends before. So, where was I at? So we're up in the hotel room. Nola's taking photos. We're popping champagne. She ends up leaving. She was like, I'll see you at Jerry's. I'm like, oh, Jerry's is for us. Yeah, and then boy, Isaac and I,
all planned.
If you haven't seen, so there's a video of me telling all my friends and family that we're officially engaged. And that was like the best 2 hours, because I was so happy. I was spending it with my new fiance, and like everything was taken care of. Also shout out to Steen for everything she did, and shout out to Pia. So Pia is also one of my close friends and neighbors, and she was like, I'm on call. If you need anything from Target, if you need your makeup, your curling iron, like tell me and I will go get it.
She literally went to CVS to get you eyeshadow.
She went to Target.
So
shout out to them. And then also in the hotel room, there were outfits that Isaac had gone to Free People and picked out. The day before,
because I was like, I don't want her to have to worry about not having a nice enough outfit.
Oh, which, I mean, I wore the outfit that he picked out. So we told all of our friends and family. We changed. I had enough time to get ready. And then our neighbors and friend picked us up, and we all drove over to Jerry's, where I was surprised with a whole event.
Yeah. Well, it was, I mean, I literally, when I said earlier in the podcast that I was planning an event, like I got an event planner. Mm-hmm. So like it was, and she can insert like videos or pictures. And
if you're listening to this on the podcast, be sure to go over to the YouTube channel. I'll leave everything linked in the YouTube video of this podcast, so you guys can go and check it out. But that's kind of our engagement story. I mean, we went to the party, we celebrated with friends, and it was, I mean, the best possible day. I couldn't have planned it better myself. Isaac literally thought of every single little detail. It was recorded, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, so if I had to give a closing piece of advice, I think like there's little things that I did that anybody can do. I think there were things that I paid for, like the event planner and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like getting an outfit, doing things like that, or at least choosing an outfit for your girl stuff.
I think it's personalizing it. Like, what do you think what is that person that you're proposing to?
No doubt.
Isaac's looking at the Postmates person.
We have an absolute feast that's arriving.
Brenda's actually arriving. So I'll close out this podcast. You feel free to go and get the Postmates.
I don't want
to
leave Frankie.
You want me to go and get the Postmates?
No, I'll leave. I just don't want to leave Frankie. I mean, she's been here. If you're listening, but my dog has been sitting in my arms for 15 minutes, just staring at the camera.
Okay, so Brenda's arriving. Isaac, all right,
let me go. I'll see you guys. The actual babe is leaving.
Look at her still sitting there, though. Wait, I just want to take a picture of her.
All right, I'm leaving.
All right, so Isaac just left to go get our Postmates. I'm on this couch, solo dolo. This is what's going to be like for the mini-sodes when I'm solo. But I do want to say thank you to all of you guys for reaching out to us and congratulating us and for following us. I have a ton of new subscribers just because of the engagement video. So if you're a new subscriber, hey, what's up? Comment something sweet down below, maybe where you're from, your age, whatever you want to do. But if I was to give any advice from the girl's perspective, I would just say make it as much as your significant other is. I mean, Isaac proposed on a podcast, which was in front of a camera, and he had this cute little boho picnic waiting for us. And it was just the most perfect day I could have possibly dreamed of. And I don't know, he's just, I mean, obviously, like, he's the man of my dreams, like, every detail he thought of, it's very clear to me why we're getting married, because he just, knows me so well. I feel like he knows me better than myself sometimes, than I know myself sometimes. But anyways, so if you guys want to hear any more details on our engagement, any details on wedding planning, any relationship topics, advice, discussions, feel free to DM us, comment, or email us to babeinthebraidspodcast@gmail.com, and we will get that to you guys. I'm excited for season two. I'm excited to have this new season of life and to start planning a mother freaking wedding. I'm so excited to get married and to celebrate with everybody. But thank you guys so much for tuning in, watching, or listening. And I look forward to seeing you in episode two of season two, Babe in the Braids podcast. I will see you guys next Wednesday. I will see you guys next Wednesday.